It is remarkable that one can stay in the home and hear music from all over the world. Hear music from a great distance, and perhaps the actual sounds of that music made 30 or 40 years ago. I remember, I think it was in the year 17, that a recording company asked me to make records, and I said, may I listen to some of your records? And they permitted me to do that. They were so terrible, I said, no, I cannot distort music. Sorry, but no, I will not do it. Then, a little after that, I realized how stupid I had been to refuse. I should try to make the records, and if they were bad, try to discover why they were bad and do something about improving the quality. I thought to myself, you're a fool. You shouldn't have said no. So I then said to them, please forgive me, but may I try? We did try, and the records were not good. We had to put all the players into a huge wooden horn which carried the vibrations to the cutting needle. We could not use double basses because they did not sound under those conditions. Instead of a double basses, we had a tuba, just one tuba, to play that part. The results were, of course, horrible. There came a day later on when, fortunately, we could record electronically. In the meantime, I thought I must try to understand how it could be done electronically. So I asked the Bell Laboratory, could I come to you and study electricity as regards recording music? They permitted it, and soon after that they said, we would like to create a laboratory underneath the stage of the Academy of Music in Philadelphia, because at that time I was the conductor of the Philadelphia Orchestra. And we, or rather Bell Laboratory, made a laboratory underneath the stage from which they listened to all our rehearsals and all our concerts and used that as material for their betterment of recording techniques. Thank you. so gradually the recording became better. It is better today, but I think it could be still much better than it is today.